Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great pleasure to be here and to see so many of you here after lunch. We're going to go on to post-implementation reviews. We've undertaken to carry these out. I think we got, from the agenda setting session, support for the fact that we should do this. I think we need to be careful what we wish for, but Michael will go into that in more detail in a minute. I have an easy job, and that is I'm here to introduce Michael. So this is Michael Stewart, Director of Implementation Activities, who will be responsible for these reviews. After that, I've just learned from Amaro how to handle questions, and following that, I'll tell you all where to go. So in due course, Michael.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. I want to spend just a short time giving you an overview of what our current plans are for post-implementation reviews, and then following this, we'll have breakout sessions where we're asking you to consider some questions because we'd like to receive your further feedback on the proposals so that we can refine these further. And I know that some of you will have already seen some earlier iterations of our plans for post-implementation reviews. So I will try and point out a few of the things that we've enhanced or developed further, perhaps since you would have seen these. And I know that one of the events in which we did consider and sought some feedback earlier in the year was at the National Standard Setters meeting in March. But we wanted to just take this additional opportunity now to get your further input. So let's start about thinking about the background. Now, the requirements for conducting post-implementation reviews have been set out in the due process handbook for the ISB, and it sets out certain aspects of those reviews, but not all of them. And the key element that we've been working on is how to conduct the reviews. But I'm going to cover all aspects, so the what, the when, the who, as part of this presentation as well. So why? Well, the board first gave a commitment to conducting post-implementation reviews when it finalised IFRS 8 on operating segments. And that commitment has now been incorporated into the due process handbook as being part of the standard setting process. So the six stages of standard setting that we have are finalised to complete with the requirement for us to look back on the standard that has then been implemented after it's been implemented for a couple of years to think about what we can learn from that, both in terms of process and for that individual standard. We are required to look at all new IFRSs and also major amendments to standards. And the due process handbook sets out that this should normally be limited to reviewing the important issues that were identified as contentious during the development of the standard, and also to consider any unexpected costs or implementation problems encountered. Now, as I mentioned earlier, we've been seeking feedback on our proposals for post-implementation reviews over the last several months, and one of the pieces of feedback that we heard quite strongly from a lot of people was that we should also be thinking about to what extent the IFRS has achieved what we intended it to achieve. So we've tried to think about how we might be able to incorporate at least the aspects of that into the post-implementation reviews. So thinking about the objectives then, drawing on what we've been committed to, what we've committed to do in the due process handbook, the two main objectives are first of all to consider the outcome or the status of the issues that were identified as contentious when the IFRS was developed. So do these concerns remain, and what lessons can we learn from these to help us with developing future IFRSs? And secondly, how straightforward has it been to apply the IFRS? So really thinking about the practical implementation aspects. So have there been significant implementation difficulties? And what unexpected costs have there been when trying to apply the standard? And then, as I mentioned, in response to some of the feedback that we've been receiving, we think that we do need to acknowledge a supplementary objective, that to the extent that we can, given that we need to make sure these are practical reviews and ones which we can do within a reasonable time period after the implementation of the standards, that we consider the effectiveness of the IFRS through outreach, particularly to users. So those who are going to be using the information that's generated as a result of applying the standard, what can we learn from them? And obviously, we need to accept that that will, to a large extent, be subjective. But nevertheless, whilst we're conducting these reviews, what can we learn about the information that is produced from the IFRS? In terms of when these reviews are conducted, these are normally conducted 2 years after the new requirements become mandatory. Now, obviously, it could be sooner if there are significant problems identified earlier on, and those might be as a result of changes in the financial reporting environment or regulatory requirements, and comments that we hear through from groups like the Advisory Council or the Interpretations Committee and yourselves. So, 2 years would be the normal time frame. I know some people in sort of the feedback we've had so far have questioned, well, is that soon enough? Well, I think that's where we would look to hearing about issues through bodies like the Interpretations Committee about things that perhaps need to be fixed more quickly. And then the benefit of looking to the second year of implementation is that we're looking at the ongoing issues that might be associated with the standard rather than perhaps the first year issues. Everything requires extra effort in that first year. What we want to understand is, on an ongoing basis, is there something more that needs to be done to address issues connected with the standard? Now, the first of the post-implementation reviews, as mentioned earlier, will be with IFRS 8 on operating segments, and we're going to be starting that later this year. And the second one will be looking at the implementation of the second phase of business combinations. That's the revisions that were made to IFRS 3 in 2008. And we'll be starting that in the second quarter of next year. The timing of those two provides time for that second year of implementation, regardless of when a company's year end has been. So acknowledge the fact that whilst in some countries December might be the most common year end, other countries we may be looking at other dates during the calendar year. And then the question about who is responsible for conducting the post-implementation reviews. Well, we see this, and it is set out, has been set out by the trustees in the due process handbook as being very much a responsibility of the board. We see it as being part of the standard setting cycle. Now, certainly in some of the feedback that we've received to date, some have questioned, well, is that right, that the board that has set the standards should also be reviewing it? Well, there are pros and cons about different models that could be used. As I say, we see this as being part of the standard setting process, and some of the outputs that could come from a post-implementation review could be recommendations for standard setting action, which I think quite rightly rests with the board. But in order to safeguard against the sort of self-review concerns that some have raised, we've identified a number of points within the process where there would be public involvement, stakeholder involvement and feedback, and as with the other processes that the board undertakes, there will be a high degree of transparency throughout the whole process. So, how are we proposing to conduct these reviews? Well, we've developed a three-phase approach to try and provide a bit more sort of structure and clarity to the process. And the first of those will be developing the work plan. And here we'll be performing outreach, we'll be requesting input from stakeholders to tell us about what areas do you think we should be focusing on. Now, that will start with a broad open invitation for people to tell us about those areas. And then through sort of further outreach and targeted outreach, we'll identify the main issues that we think we should be focusing the review on. And then as the completion of that first phase, publishing the work program that we develop. And then the second phase, investigating the issues. So gathering the evidence to support the concerns that have been identified and to understand the nature of those concerns and what is it that perhaps ought to be our response to the concerns that have been raised. So what sort of solutions could we be proposing to those? And those findings will be discussed by the board in its public meetings. And then the final stage of reporting, done in two parts. First of all, setting out in a draft report a summary of the findings and the recommendations and requesting comments on that. So what are your thoughts on what we're proposing there? And then the final stage, reflecting on those comments we've received and finalising that report, and also giving feedback on how we've responded to the comments we've received on that draft report. So today, what we'd like to receive from you, because you know we are still in the process of refining and finalising our approach, and you know the first review itself will be a bit of a trial. So I'm sure we will learn lessons from conducting that first review. But before we get there, we'd like to seek further feedback from yourselves. And we set out four questions that we'd like you to consider in your breakout groups. Now, you've each been assigned to breakout groups. And so if I could ask you, please, to go to those rooms. And these breakouts are intended to last through until 15:40, so 20 to 4, and then we'll have feedback in here from 4:15. Before we break, are there any questions that anybody has over the process, what we're doing? Yes.
Thank you, Michael. I'm Dealing from Malaysia. Sorry, I jumped the gun too fast because you meant to ask the process. I noted that the post-implementation review focuses on the new batch of IFRS. Because my question to you is, what about the older batch of IS? For example, IS 20, a government grant that had been issued 20 years ago, and IS 41, 10 years ago. I think shouldn't that be also subject to post-implementation review to ensure its relevance? Thank you.
Well, certainly that might be something that you want to talk about in your groups. But I would just say, you know, do think about how you may be able to use the agenda consultation to raise for our attention those areas of the older standards which you think need the board's attention in terms of revision, etc. So there is that additional opportunity as well to focus on issues with those. Okay. Well, in that case, I look forward to receiving your feedback at 4:15 this afternoon.
Michael,
thank
just two additional things. Okay. One, they're the same groups as last time in the same place, so you shouldn't get lost. Tea and coffee will be served in your breakout rooms. So you've got 5 minutes from 15:40. 3:40 till 3:45 to get from your rooms back here for the feedback. So don't come back here looking for coffee. Have it in your rooms. Okay, thank you.